It's not about the championships. It's about how you live your life.
With over 100 improvements and new lower pricing, Toyota's best-selling car just got better.
I need to be a better man going forward than I was before.
Toyota, make things better.
It was a weekend of bruised brands trying to resurrect themselves, you might say. Tiger Woods and all of his sponsors watching the leaderboard at the Masters for signs of new life. Fourth place is a start, I guess. You may have seen some Toyota commercials during the Masters coverage. There's a company that's had a dreary year for its storied brand. Well, last week during my visit to Colorado, I wanted to talk brands and their durability with an expert. Graham Button had a long career in the advertising world before he became a partner in the Denver-based design and communications firm Genesis. Button also blogs on branding for Fast Company magazine. He says the challenge for brands nowadays is dealing with a shift away from the traditional lifetime loyalty of baby boomers to younger consumers who may be more brand conscious than ever, but are also fickle.
Among people who conspicuously consume, and I guess you could call, you know, the hip-hop scene kind of the champion of that. I mean, here's an irony. Tommy Hilfiger, if you looked at their billboards in the 90s, was a very Cape Cod image. And yet it was adopted by an urban audience. So there were odd triggers going on in perception. And, you know, nobody bought into Tommy Hilfiger for life. You know, the hip-hop crews have moved on from Tommy Hilfiger to brands beyond. So there is no buying in for life among people who conspicuously consume. But more than that, among Generation Y, the echo boom, there's less buy-in because the fact that you're in a community of buddies, even if those buddies are in Finland or Taiwan, because you're connected by the internet, your community is what gives authenticity to a brand. The fact that it is supported by people like yourself, that's about interdependence. Baby boomers are about independence. There's never been, that I can think of in the little history I've read, there's never been as fiercely an independent generation as the baby boomers.
So Obama seems to have bet on the new media echo boom culture in terms of his campaign, but in terms of governing, he's got to deal with the boomers.
Not only the boomers, he deals with an equally entrenched silo, which is, well, I'm not saying that the Generation Y networked group is entrenched, but look at the Tea Partiers. You know, the Tea Partiers, if as far as I can see from looking at video of Tea Parties, I'm not seeing many people under 40. So I think you've got a split. You know, you have the culture war being played out by fear on one side, fear of change, and look at what happened over healthcare. And on the other hand, what you have is what might be called a very fickle audience.
That's Graham Button, partner in the design and branding communication firm Genesis. This generational shift that is taking place, Graham says, is most challenging for, of all people, President Obama. He has to hold the baby boomers and also the fickle younger voters who are just developing their political chops.
The reason that you've got young people who are fickle now is because they've grown up in a society that is overbranded. And what you can't have is you can't have an overbranded world in which, you know, we simply consume wastefully. And I think that's what Generation Y sees. For all their fickleness and for all their new entry into the political scene and so on and so forth, you know, they'll learn their political chops, but they're coming from a completely different center from their parents' generation.
So whither the Obama brand, where does it go from here on?
I think that's a little premature, don't you? I mean, you know, he's been in office how long? I mean, less than 2 years. You know, where was the George Bush presidency? Where was the Clinton presidency? Where was the Kennedy presidency? Obama is having to learn. He's a young man. The average age in Congress is 56. You know, he has young children. His worldview is he is not a baby boomer. He comes after the issues of the baby boom, all of those cultural sticking points that my own generation is stuck on. He doesn't have those problems. He approaches the world in a much more incremental way than perhaps the generation before, which is very, very siloed by issues that have been kicking around for 40 years. So I'm very impressed at his ability to keep plates in the air and keep dialogues open. So I think the jury's out. I think it's unfair to say that the Obama brand will be judged in posterity.
Will that brand be the keeping of the plates in the air, the multitasking, the handling multiple agendas in a way that may seem chaotic, but in the end turns out all right.
I think already in the short tenure that Obama has, is he has been a disruptive force at a moral level and at the level of serious discourse. And even though there is shrieking fear on the right and disappointment on the left, you got to remember that this is a society that is groomed on independence and instant gratification and requires results now. I think that, you know, yes, the Obama brand is all about some Democratic, you know, favorites. I don't think we can say that his brand is tarnished yet. I think it's way too early to say that.
But the disruptiveness is what excites you.
Yeah, the way he has disrupted, I personally feel hope for a future beyond the next electoral cycle. And I hadn't felt that in the last 3 presidencies. I hadn't felt that we were really getting beyond a 4-year cycle or an 8-year cycle. And I actually think that there are certain things that can't go back now. Even if you repeal certain laws, there are things that are happening in political debate that allow for the entry of a lot of new opinion, a lot of young people, and the use of this community networking, which is the internet. But it is the big change of our time.
And we will see if that change is persistent. That's Graham Button, design partner and what you might call a brand engineer at Genesis Incorporated. It's a design firm out in Denver, and we talked with him last week in Boulder, Colorado when I was out there. You can actually listen back to all of our coverage from our Denver trip last week. You can visit our website, thetakeaway.org.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.